Welcome to today's Encore show. As I mentioned to you, we're kind of working our way through what is probably going to be a vacation week. There's been lots to do outside of the studio, and we've been doing that and coming back here late at night to get our show finished. So I feel that you guys are deserving of something quality. And if I can't give you quality new each day, then we do an encore from last year.
You're doing a lot of talking.
What?
You're doing a lot of talking. Yeah, just...
Okay. So here is a show. Bill Witherby. I thought Bill Witherby was somebody that we just met this year.
No. Bill Witherby. Are you kidding me or something?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember Bill Witherby. Was it last year?
It was this time last year that Bill Witherby, the news commentator, had the BO problem.
Oh, that's right. He had a BO problem.
What?
Nothing. Bill Witherby, news commentator, has a BO problem. Bobby and Steve Dooley recount the several times old men have driven by and yelled, "Your ass is all right," to Bobby.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Let's listen, shall we? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Bill Witherby, his BO problem, and Bobby and Steve Dooley. Welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us this hour. Then we're also going to have... What's the story with this guy, Witherby?
Bill Witherby said that he is the Bill Witherby box.
Well, are we going to have him now?
Yeah, he's... What do you mean, Bobby and Steve Dooley?
I'm sorry, Bobby.
Well, we're supposed to go on the air right now.
It's Bill Witherby, right?
Yes, Bill Witherby first, then Bobby and Steve in the second part of the show. Jesus, God.
But I told... Don't you remember, Mr. Henry, I told you?
You may have, man. I mean, I'm sorry. There's been a lot going on. A lot on my mind.
Well, what's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm just fine. I'm fine. I really am.
You're just fine. That's the weirdest phrase I've ever heard.
I'm fine. There was a personal thing happening, but it's been solved.
Well, what is it?
None of your business, man, okay?
God. You and Jackie had a fight.
Jesus. Was that it?
No, can we move on?
All right, fine. But now we know.
Now we know, yeah.
Yeah, they had a fight.
Okay, bud, thanks. Thanks for keeping my confidence, man.
Well, oh my God, you said I could.
No, I... Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, hey.
All right, God damn.
Well, what happened?
Nothing. We had a fight, and we're fine now. It's all good. Everything's great. People have arguments, you know, couples. The modern, well, it's not modern. It's
been going on since time began.
Exactly. All right, now that I...
What is it with you and the love boat? The
glove boat.
No, the blub...
The love boat marathon.
Have we got Bill on the line?
We do. He can wait. What is it with you and the... A lot of people are asking, because the video that you're doing for the show, which is you generally reviewing the show, sitting in front of your fireplace, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people have said, well, what... We hear the love boat show on...
Yeah,
What's that about?
Yeah, what's it about, Mr. Henry?
Okay, let me just say, all right, before I've got a bunch of people... Look at you guys staring at me. God damn, bud, don't breathe on me.
Well, we want to know what it's about.
What is it about, Phil?
Back up!
You want to get some oil for that chair, bud.
Yeah, right away.
No, not right now, man, because I'm sitting in it, okay?
God, Mr. Henry, the way you say you're sitting in it...
That sounded vulgar, Phil.
What did?
You said you're sitting in it.
Yeah, you know, like it's an evacuation, like it's a bowel movement.
I'm sorry. What did you want to know?
About the love boat.
Oh, yeah, the love boat marathon. Okay, so not a very well-kept secret, but I have been, it's pretty weird. I have been binging, I don't know.
Well, look at it, you're almost half mad.
Yeah, you look like you're almost delusional and stuff.
I'm fine, man. I guess I'm tired of something. I've been binging on Love Boat episodes. I don't know why.
Well, you said that it presents a walk through a rather grotesque museum.
It kind of does. And I don't want to put down anybody that was on the show. I don't want to put down anybody that wrote it. It was a very popular show. Those of you who don't know the show called The Love Boat, it was the story of an ongoing sitcom. It was an hour-long situation comedy, but also kind of a dramedy.
A romantic comedy.
A romantic comedy about a cruise liner that left the port in Los Angeles and went off to Mexico, went to Ensenada, went to Puerto Vallarta. Sometimes it went to where, bud?
One time they went to Australia, and then another time they...
Didn't they go through the Panama Canal?
Yeah, they went through the Panama Canal.
Okay, they went through the Panama Canal. I think they went to Florida. So I don't know what... But anyway, every week they did this an episode of, and it had these guest stars, all of these people from, this is the 1970s, so these people were still alive. Ginger Rogers, Ethel Merman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cats like that, you know, Elkie Summer, Britt Eklund, a real 1960s, 50s, and 40s even. Red Buttons.
Wasn't there one? There was also a James Gregory.
James Gregory, the great dramatic actor. Anyway, and then they have these stories of goofy stories of onboard romance. I don't know, man. I'm watching these things because they're sort of, they are a trip down memory lane to a time when, you know, like the crew, they hit on the passengers.
Who do?
Who do?
Yeah, who do the voodoo that you do, huh?
Boy, man. Cut that out, bud.
I will. Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Okay, Mr. Hip. Well, what?
The crew on this ship, they hit on the passengers. They've got one guy named Gopher.
Yeah, he's like the purser.
Whatever that is.
Oh, the purser is someone that helps people to their rooms, I think.
Yeah, Gopher, he's always hitting on women. The doc is always hitting on women. Julie, she's the cruise director. She's always, guys are hitting on her. And then Captain Steubing, the whole damn boat. It ought to be called, excuse my language, folks. I really shouldn't say this. It ought to be called the fuck boat.
Oh, for God's sake, Phil.
Well, that's what it ought to be called, man. Yeah, I agree with Phil. It's, you know. Yeah, and the song could go, Mr. Henry.
I know, bud.
No, you go, yeah. Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you, the fuck boat.
Would you knock it? Ask him to stop.
All right, bud, stop.
Oh, God, man, it was getting funny.
It was.
The fuck boat.
All right, man. The fuck boat.
Well, I suppose that's what it was.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And this show was on once a week, huh, Phil?
Well, you know, man. You were watching it, weren't you?
I wasn't watching it like you.
I didn't watch it when it was on. That's the whole thing, man. When it was on, I didn't watch that shit. Seriously, I watched Fantasy Island. That, to me, was kind of funny because it also took place in Arcadia, up the street from where I grew up at the Arboretum.
What did?
The Fantasy Island, that cottage at the beginning of the show, that's at the L.A. County Arboretum. Anyway, I say all of this to say it's just been a very bizarre. I don't know what's going on with me, man. It's either that or I go back to using heroin.
All right, yeah. You're kidding, right? Yes, I'm kidding.
All right, let me get on the line here. Bill Witherby is on the line with us. Bill, hi, it's Phil Hendry.
Yes, Phil, I'm back. And my understanding is that General Shaw is there as well.
Yes, I am, Bill.
Thank you. First of all, I wanted to know, Phil, is the Bill Witherby box being built? Is it not? The Bill Witherby box. Are you familiar with that?
Now, you're taking a bath?
I am. I'm having a bath because I came home from two nights doing a few lectures and meeting with people, and I have to tell you, I've got the B.O., and I'm trying to rinse off a lot of the B.O. that I acquired.
Okay, so you need a bath.
Yeah. And
that sounds like you need a shower. Why don't you take a shower, Bill?
No, I don't take... I take showers only under duress.
What do you mean?
I don't like showers. I like to sit in a bathtub and soap down. But the B.O. apparently had gotten, and I'm not proud of this, Phil, but I had...
You were doing that, your speaking engagement, right?
Who was that?
Bud Dickman.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bud, yes.
Yes, but where were you?
I was in Santa Monica. I was speaking to a group of veterans, and that's when they told me that the B.O. had gotten out of control.
What are you talking about? So you had a lot of bad body odor?
Yes, over the course of 2 days, I spoke to a veterans group in Santa Monica today, and that's when they told me the B.O. had gotten out of control. And that's when I said, I better get into it. I talked to Amanda Brown, Phil.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Amanda, will you drive me home? Because apparently the veterans said that I have B.O. And she said, you do, Mr. Witherby. And she gave me the keys to the car. She didn't want to sit in the car with me.
Well, my God. So, Bill, what causes you to have this kind of hygiene?
Well, what do you mean, this kind of hygiene?
Well, why was it? Do you say 2 days?
I went three or 4 days. Clarence Andern is here. Clarence, how long had I gone before I took a bath?
Well, I'd say about 4 days.
So 4 days, Phil, before I had a bath. But you got to understand, I talked to two veterans groups. I was talking to the Association of Reporters up in San Francisco. And then I had a speaking engagement at the women, the League of Women Voters in Phoenix. And at each, with each day, I suppose, I don't know, the BO.
Yes, the body odor. You keep emphasizing this term, BO.
Yeah?
God. Okay, well, Bill, I'm having a hard time.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time understanding this entire line of conversation we're having.
I'm telling you, and I'm not proud of it, but after 4 days, the BO got out of control, and I was told by a group of veterans to get the BO under control. And so I was going to have Amanda Ways drive me home, and she said, I can't do it. She shook her head and said, I can't get that done today. You're going to have to drive yourself.
Because she couldn't stand the stink?
Because apparently, well, I don't like the word stink. She didn't like the BO.
Well, look, Bill, that's the same thing. Bill, it's the same stink.
I don't like, what are you people, what is this all of a sudden, a hostile environment or something?
If the woman can't drive you home, you stink. All right, so Bill, what's your question?
My question was, Phil, because of this incident that I had with the BO, okay?
Okay.
Who was that?
That was Bud.
I'm talking to you.
I know, but we're all here, Bill.
Margaret, your voice just went, we're all here, Bill. You know,
I'm going to hang up in about 5 seconds, Bill.
Okay, I'm sorry. God almighty. I'm trying to get across the point that I had 5 days of scheduled speaking engagements that got blown right out of the tub on account of the BO. And I'm not proud of that.
Okay, so you got home. You're in the bathtub now, right?
Yes, I am. But the problem I'm having, bring in Terry, will you please? Terry, I'm sitting in the tub, but I can still smell my stinks.
Gotta get a shower.
They're telling me to take a shower.
That's what I would do if I were you. Take a shower. Gotta get a shower, Bill.
Will it get rid of the BO?
All right, so Bill, what was your question today?
I wanted to know about the Bill Witherby box.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, what was that?
What's the Bill Witherby box?
We were going to build the Bill Witherby box, and once a week it'd be the Bill Witherby's in the box.
Yeah, it was going to be kind of like a commentary thing, right, Bill?
Yes, Bill, let's go to the box, the Bill Witherby box. And then I would hold forth, good evening, this is Bill Witherby in the box. And I believe that President Biden, blah, 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 this kind of thing, you know.
Right.
Well, is it built or...
We were going to build the Bill Witherby box, yeah.
Yeah. Well, why would we have to build a real box? This is all audio.
Say that again.
This is all radio audio slash podcast slash... Nobody can see us. We could just say you're in a box.
What do you mean, say I'm in a box? If they said they'd build the Bill Witherby box.
Well, Bill, they're not building any Bill Witherby box, probably because they thought that you could just say you're in the box.
Yeah, if you think about it, and I've done, I don't mean no disrespect, Mr. Witherby, but if you think about it, the BO, if you're in a box, the BO is bad.
Well, that is a good point, you know.
What is this about the BO?
If I'm in the Bill Witherby box, and suddenly the BO has nowhere to go.
Take a shower, Jack. Get some hygiene going.
How dare you talk to me like that? I'm Bill Witherby.
Get him out of here. I thought we fired him.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Well, did you tell him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, for... Bud, you have... Well, I guess I got to do it, right?
I guess you do, yeah.
That poor guy thinks he's still got a gig, and he's having you guys build the Bill Witherby box?
I got it almost finished.
Why are you building it, man, when you know that we're firing the guy?
Well, I can sort of see Bud's point.
What's your point, Bud?
Maybe you change your mind.
Oh, fuck. Let me talk to him.
Yeah, Bill? Bill, yeah, hi. Yeah. Well, I soap up my crotch.
Give me the phone, will you, Bill? Hey, Bill?
Yes, Phil, right here.
Okay, look. We'll get the Bill Witherby box. We'll get the Bill Witherby box built for you, and then we'll have you on sometime next week. But you've got to promise me that you're going to get this so-called BO under control, okay?
Well, Phil, of course I'll get the BO under control. I can't live in such a state if there's BO. And I dropped the soap right here. There it is, right there. Go grab it.
Is this it?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have you on next week, but first get a shower so you don't stink.
I don't stink so much as it's BO. That's the...
Bill Witherby, ladies and gentlemen, of the world-famous Phil Henry Show, will be back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Apparently, Bobby's...
Well, a couple of the guys there at, I think...
Yeah, Lee Clott and Gene Bloman.
What did they do?
Well, one of them said she had a hot ass. I don't know.
They said she's got a hot ass.
Okay.
Well, Phil, don't give that bug-eyed look when we get her on the line, because she's going to sense it and get angry.
Don't worry about it. We're going to be right back with Bobby and Steve Dooley, and apparently Bobby was... What was she doing?
She was bending over, and she looked at a bug. Okay?
Yeah.
And when she bent over and looked at the bug, Lee Clott was driving by, and he goes, yeah, what a hot ass. Honk, honk.
When she bent over to look... When she bent over to look at a bug.
Yeah. She said there was a bug in the driveway, so she bent over, and I guess she stuck her ass out toward the street. Well, what's so funny?
Okay.
God, you should have seen Phil. He leaned back almost as if he was a hyena going, you looked like Dracula when you did that.
Good. I'm glad. I feel very good about that.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I like looking like Dracula. Thank you.
Oh, don't get ass hurt, Phil.
Listen to the garbage mouth on you.
Yeah, Margaret.
I don't have a garbage mouth. That's colloquial.
All right. Let's get on to the end of the break and get out of here. We'll be right back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a moment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, this is Bud Dickman reminding you the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass is here for you. If you get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you get 60,000 hours of the great radio show and digital content. We have all of our video casts. We have a lot of short-form and long-form video casts as well as a lot of short-form and long-form. I'll do it. I got it. A lot of short-form and long-form comedy. We also have home movies shot by Mr. Henry and his dad. We have a couple of TV pilots that were done by Mr. Henry. And we got radio and TV interviews done by Mr. Henry, too. So get a backstage pass, and there's lots of stuff there, like the Milwaukee Lions football games. It's all there at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Yay!
Welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. With me, Bobby and Steve Dooley this hour. And Steve, I know you want to lead this off. It's Bobby's there, right?
Yeah, Bobby's here, but I want to lead it off. They were disrespectful of my wife. There's a lot going on in the summertime at Western Estates. We're back from Butner Lake because we feel like we've done everything we can do. There's nothing more we can do at Butner Lake.
Well, I know you guys are talking about there was too much trailer trash up there.
Yeah, there's still. But then we got back because what happens is Bobby, she was at Butner Lake walking in her bikini, and that's when that one guy, Rod Bernstein, said, pointed to his nose and said, come on, have a seat.
Oh, yeah, and then Bobby, so there's a whole lawsuit going there.
Yeah, well, anyway, we get back, and she's bending over looking at a bug in the driveway. And here's Bobby to tell you more.
What did he say? Bent over and looked at a bug in the driveway.
Yeah. Hi, Phil. It's Bobby Dooley.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Well, I've been better, Phil. Yesterday afternoon, I was out on the driveway. I was talking to Abigail, who's our gardener, and helped Steve with a lot of landscaping, and I was pointing out some of the bougainvillea, and I needed some things cut back on the driveway. And then I noticed a bug, and I bent over, and I guess when I bend over, I naturally pushed my rear end out. I don't know. I was in heels and a tight pair of capris, and when I bent over, my knees were together, and I sort of had my hands dangling.
So your rear end is stuck out.
Well, I wouldn't say it stuck out.
Well, the posture that you're describing, Bobby, is like your knees are together, you're bent over. I guess you're sticking your rear end out at the street.
Well, you know...
You know, I really wish you'd have more respect.
Let me do this, Steve.
You should have more respect.
I don't mean to disrespect your wife at all, Mr. Dooley. I'm just saying, when Bobby was standing there...
Margaret, let me do this, okay?
All right. All right, Bobby, so...
So, wait a minute. Lee Clott, who runs Clott and Aberdeen's saddle shop up here at Finkton, and Lee and his wife have one of our homes in the gardenia phase.
This guy owns a what?
He owns a saddle shop, Steve.
Yeah, it's a saddlery.
Oh, it's like a tack shop.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, a tack shop.
Okay.
And a lot of times he made a couple of crude comments like "riders up" as he drove by. And
he made a comment about his face being a saddle.
No, he didn't, Steve. This is where things are
All right, well, I need to talk to just one person at a time, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Steve, we'll get your side.
All right.
Did he say something about his face being a saddle?
Steve says he heard that. I didn't hear it. But what I did hear, as I bent over to look at a bug, I naturally sort of pooched my butt out. I don't mean to go, hey, you know, look at my butt, but that's what Claude said later.
Yeah, Lee Claude said that she said she was basically saying, have at it.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so what happened?
He drove by and he goes, yeah, nice ass, honk, honk, wee. A couple things like that.
No, he went, nice ass, wee, honk, 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 and then he leaned on the horn, all the way down the street.
That's right, that's what he did.
Wait a second, so that's because he looked at your rear end?
Yes, he goes, nice ass, wee, honk, 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 and then he leaned on the horn,
And it faded away.
Yeah.
Fuck it. My wife's angry.
Hey, who said that?
I'm sorry, Phil. I went butch. I'm sorry.
Watch the language if you don't mind.
I hear the F word on your show all the time.
Jenner, what are you talking about?
I understand that we tolerate it. You're right. But if you don't mind, I don't like the idea of people feeling just free to use it. And you went butch there, Bobby.
I know I did. I was angry.
Well, all right. I'm sorry that I laughed.
You're laughing at my wife's distress when she bent over to look at a bug.
You understand what I went through?
Okay, Bobby, let me say this. Well, Phil, let me say it if you don't mind, Bobby.
Well, if you're going to lecture me...
I'm going to say what I want to say on my own show. You bent over. I understand your rear end was sticking out or whatever. You're wearing a tight pair of capris?
I had some pedal pushers, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and this guy Lee Claude, is he a friend?
Wait, he's an acquaintance.
We know him up the end of the street. He's got a saddle shop. And I swear... Mr. Henry, he said, yeah, Ms. Dooley, have you been to my saddle shop? And she goes, no. And
I don't remember this conversation at all, Steve.
Well, I swear to God you said no. And he goes, I've got half off on saddles. And he was pointing at his face.
Oh, bullshit.
All right, I don't want to hear any stories if they're not corroborated and aren't true.
What?
I don't want to hear any stories that aren't true.
I swear to God I heard that.
That sounds a little bit too much like the guy who said, come in and have a seat.
That happened last 2 weeks ago up at Butner Lake.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Steve, sit down, will you? And would you do your fly up?
What?
Would you zip up your fly?
Oh, shit.
All right, so we're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. This is Lee Claude. He's a guy that runs the saddle shop or something. I don't know, and he was very crude. I consider that to be very stupid behavior.
Yeah, you don't drive by and, you know, especially if it's a neighbor... Someone that you've known.
Well, that was the thing that disturbed me, that he knows me, and he's lived here for longer than Steve and I. He's been here 35 years. He and his wife are retired. He does have the saddle shop, and I think he goes in a couple times a month. They've got grandchildren. He was just in the hospital having heart bypass surgery.
How old is the guy?
How old is he, Steve?
He's 82.
Oh, here he goes again.
You're laughing again, Mr. Henry.
Okay, you know what?
But Ms. Dooley, hold on.
You just went boop, boop, boop.
I know what I did. Hold on, Ms. Dooley.
Well...
Hold on. I'm sorry, but putting together...
See, the guy's 82, and he's going, nice ass, honk, honk, honk.
Yeah?
Well, on the one hand, yes, it's very vulgar and insulting and childish behavior. On the other hand, an 82-year-old guy doing that is amusing, don't you think?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
All right, so that was one instance. You mentioned another?
Right. Well, this is what made me feel bad, because after Lee Claude had come by and went, hey, nice ass, honk, honk, honk.
You got to understand this, Ernie. He goes, nice ass, wee, and goes, honk, 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 and then leaned on the horn for all the way outside the gates, just on, He was out on King Kong Boulevard.
He was on King Kong Boulevard, and we could still hear it going, honk. The other chap that I wanted to mention, Phil, and this is on me, it was Gene Bloman. Gene's also one of our retired guys, a great guy.
Gene Bloman.
Yes. Something wrong with that?
No, I just want to get the name.
Yeah. Poor Gene. I stupidly thought he was going to tell me I had a hot ass, but instead... was going to ask me when mail pickup was at our community center, and he, I gave him the finger is what happened.
You gave the finger to Gene Blowman?
Yeah.
Thinking he was going to say you had a hot ass?
Yes. He approached. He had that look on his face.
He had a look on his face. The only other time we've ever... Bobby said she saw the same look on my face, and I said, let's have a bean and bacon cookout.
Yeah, Steve said something about a bean and bacon cookout, and I didn't... Steve said something to me a couple of years ago about, let's have a bean and bacon cookout, and I said, you filthy, and I just slapped his dirty... I slapped his filthy mouth.
Well, that's not dirty.
No, it wasn't dirty, but this guy Blowman had the same leer on his face what I had on my face when I said have the bean and bacon blowout. I mean, the bean and bacon cookout.
So you flipped him off.
I flipped him off, and all he said was, Ms. Dooley, all I wanted to know was when is the mail pickup? So he turned around, he flipped me off, and...
He said some choice things.
He said some really choice things. You know, F you, and up your... You know what, and so on and so forth. And so I chased him down, and I told him I was sorry, and we sorted it out.
Yeah, but in the meantime, he thinks Bobby's weird.
Well, Bobby, I'm sorry, but that kind of knee-jerk reaction is going to get people thinking you're weird.
Okay, and what? Oh my God!
God, I thought you guys would stick up for each other.
Don't you stick up for a sister?
Yes, I stick up for a sister, but that kind of overreaction to anyone.
What about Lee Claude?
All right, Lee Claude said nice ass, which I think is very crude, and then honked the horn.
Well, he goes, nice, he goes, what does this mean?
He goes, nice ass.
Woo!
Honk, 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 honk. And then on the sixth honk, he goes, honk. And I can hear it fade away, Mr. Henry. It faded away all the way out into King Kong Boulevard.
Well, it sounds to me like that guy's got a screw loose, if you want my honest opinion.
Why, because he thinks I have a hot ass? Thanks a lot.
No, not because of that. It sounds to me, if the guy's going nice ass, honk, 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 and then honk, leaning on the horn all the way outside of the... Is that what he did?
Yeah, all the way outside onto King Kong Boulevard through the security gate.
Yeah.
That guy sounds nuts, you know.
Well, all the more reason to penalize him. Well, all the more reason to sanction him.
Yeah, we're going
to
sanction him.
We're going to sanction him an additional $200 for his homeowner fee this month.
Now, you can legally do that.
Yes, we can. We do have the power to sanction the homeowners for behavior that references any part of my body.
Wait. Hold on for a minute.
Wait, Mr. Henry. That references any part. If they look at my butt and honk...
This is in your homeowners association agreement.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Steve?
Yeah.
Mr. Henry,
is this in your homeowners association agreement?
It, Steve?
Well, we believe it is. We talked to Ken Turdman. And
who's the guy?
Ken Turdman. He's our attorney.
Ken Turdman.
Oh, boy.
Would you guys get serious?
All right, Bobby, fine. So you're going to sanction this homeowner for saying you had a nice ass?
Yes, I believe it's in the bylaws. You're not going to drive by and tell any woman she's got a hot butt and then lean on the horn. It's a disturbance of the peace.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what's is that what's in the homeowners association agreement? Is it disturbing the peace?
It could very well be.
What is that? Does it sound like the squirrel? Is that the squirrel?
We've got the traveler here this weekend. The traveling squirrel comes through Western Estates this time every year.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby, Steve, I wish you the best. So what's going on? Are you going to sanction Lee Claude?
Lee Claude will be sanctioned. Gene Blowman, I talked it out with him, and...
There are a couple people that said Bobby and Gene, they saw Bobby and Gene Blowman talking down near the mailbox on King Kong Boulevard, and Bobby was like wiggling her ass at him.
Well, I turned around and I gave him a look, and I went, woo, you know, and it seemed to satisfy him.
All right.
You know, Mr. Henry, you're very judgmental. I came on this program to tell you about how we deal with sexual harassment at Western Estates, and there you are going, all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Bobby, and I'm sorry if it sounds judgmental, but your whole story sounds cuckoo, even though, yes, you were sort of sexually harassed, and 82-year-old, I don't know.
Every time I come on the program, no matter what horror, no matter what befoulment has visited my family, no matter what stench from Satan himself, here's Phil Henry. I'm sick of it. I'm telling you.
Well, you really made a friend there, Phil. Hey, ask me if I care, you know? Gene Blowman.
Well, that's the guy's name. Gene Blowman, he was fine.
Oh, Gene Blowman was fine, but Lee Claude. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm getting, I know I'm getting old, but.
Well, look at Phil. The woman has a point. You don't harass women like that.
That's true. That's very true.
Mr. Renner, you said you did that when you were a young man.
I did what?
What did you do?
You said you'd drive by chicks and go, yeah, nice ass, hey.
When we were punk kids, maybe.
No, you said you did.
Oh, would you shut up, bud? I told you I did that with my buddy Rob Thyssen.
Yeah, in Florida.
Okay. We're 19-year-old construction workers. I'm sorry. I apologize if any woman got offended. They were usually young. Never mind.
God damn, Mr. Eddie.
So you were out there wolfing at chicks, huh?
I'm 19 years old, man. You know, we're driving in his convertible VW. We're coming off some job we sweated our asses off over all day long. And you see some beautiful chick, and yeah, I guess we...
You said nice ass and honked a horn.
Yeah, but at least we weren't 82 years old in a homeowner's, you know, in a gated community, leaning on the horn all the way through the security gate.
Because he's 82, that's kind of a, you know, kind of an ageist statement, Phil.
All right, I'm all done with this.
Come on, Mr. Henry.
We're just screwing around.
Yeah, sure. Oh, fuck. I just dumped water all over my fucking graphic equalizer. That's how pissed off I am. Well, you just heard a real screw up there, folks.
Yeah, Mr. Henry dumped a cup of water.
I got it.
You dumped the water. Did you get it all?
Yeah, I dumped a cup of water, folks. This is why they tell us from the time I was a young engineer guy, don't have goddamn liquids in the studio. Ordinarily, I'm very careful. I had a cup of water. I dumped it. It didn't get into the graphic equalizer.
No, it looked like you picked it up before. It looked like you were going to get your ass electrocuted.
What are you doing grabbing that while you're standing in water?
It was on the carpet.
Cat, Mr. Henry.
I'm fine. We have this big-ass graphic equalizer. Ask an engineer friend of yours what that is. And I dumped the water, and it started to go under the graphic equalizer. It started to go under this little preamp that we have, an Aero preamp. Fuck.
Nice going.
Okay, man.
Well, you know something, Phil? That is pretty dumb.
I get flying around here. I don't know.
But why don't you get all this stuff out of here?
Oh, yeah, right. It's my fault.
Get all the water and everything.
It's not Bud's fault, but... You might gently remind me or something.
Yeah, right. I'll just take it and throw it in the sink.
That's a good idea.
Okay, fine. Do that.
You don't mind?
No, I don't.
I'm going to take your coffee, everything, and throw it in the sink.
Good.
You don't mind?
No, I don't fucking mind. Sorry. Let's get out of this.
Yeah, get out of what?
What, get out of your clothes? Get out of the show. Get out of my clothes.
Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And it was executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
And Phil Henry, the guy who dumped a cup of water.
You know, I thank the Dooleys for coming on and talking about Ms. Dooley's ass.
All right, anyway, thank you.